Blog Talk Radio. Hey, 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 everybody. It is me, Honey Bar Jordan. I am your host today on the HRJ Network. And we have two phenomenal, exciting, empowering guests today. And I cannot wait to talk to both of them. We have Talia Harlan Moon Bush. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background on my wonderful, wonderful guest. Today, we'll first be speaking to Talia Harlan, and I want to make sure I'm saying that right, because I call her by her nickname, but anyhow, Ms. Harlan, who also goes by Talia H., is a publicist and marketing director from Rialto, California. She currently works in downtown Los Angeles and Beverly Hills for a private client. Along with her daytime profession, Ms. Harlan has branding and web developing agency, Red Elephant PR. And you guys, I'm sure you've seen her on Facebook. This woman is all over the place doing big things. And I want to talk about how she humbled herself and just did a lot of free things to get her name out there before she was able to take off. Now, what is amazing about this beautiful guest of mine is she is a single parent of two children. And I really love to hear her inspiring story about, you know, being a single mom and decided to follow her passion and go out there and do it, but also being a prime example to her children that they can do it. Oh, and let's not get it mistaken. This woman has her MBA from the California State University of San Bernardino as well. So even throwing that in there, I'm like, girl, how did you do all of this? Being a single mom, what motivates you? Because obviously she chose not to use any excuses. So with no further ado, let's talk to this wonderful, empowering sister. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, Ms. Harlan?
I am well. How are you?
I'm well. Let's get into it. Let's talk about, you know, or should I say, let my audience know, what motivated you to say to yourself, I'm just not going to be ordinary, I'm going to be extraordinary?
Oh, my God. I've been on quite the journey. First and foremost, I have to say that I was in, unfortunately, not the best relationship. It was abusive. And I needed a change not only for myself, but for my children. So I decided that I didn't want to just, I wanted to have a story. What story would I leave behind? What legacy would I leave? My grandfather would always say, what's your legacy? What are people going to say about you when you're gone? You only have one life to live. And then I noticed, wait, I'm getting older, and I want, you know, people to know me for, this well-rounded individual and also someone that is inspiring. So it was the fight to get out of that relationship, not only for myself, but I look at my beautiful girls and I would hate to be, you know, for them to be going through that same situation because I stayed. So that was my first step in my core to changing, for not only for myself, but for my children.
Absolutely, and having that courage to do just that, because a lot of times I believe just all women, you know, when you get into an abusive relationship, it doesn't happen automatically, it's gradually. So I like to always put that out there. And if you have children with someone, you're scared to leave. You're worrying about how you're going to feed the kids, how you're going to live, how you're going to do certain things. So for you to have that courage, it's beautiful. Let's talk about this journey of yours of definitely getting your MBA and how it didn't come easy, because, you know, people say, oh, you know, you did it. It was easy for you. And I beg your pardon, it was not, because to whom much is given, much is required. Right. So I want to talk about that journey, being a single mom. You know, yeah, your babies are teenagers now. I believe one, right, if I'm not mistaken.
Just one. Yeah.
Just one.
Well,
so when you were going to school, they were not, you know, you didn't have a teenager that could go in the refrigerator and fix their own food at the time. Let's talk about that journey.
Oh, my God. So in 2013, I got laid off through the grace of God. It was a God-sent thing. I was stressed out at work. I was suffering from workplace stress, and they laid me off on a Monday. I started Chaffey College on Wednesday. I took 22 units from January to June. I got on this thing to be goal-orientated, not just going out there, like, I just want to do this. I had a goal and I had a mission. So I was like, I want to go to Cal State San Bernardino, and I want to study PR because that's what I want to do, because I was in such an abusive, controlling relationship. I didn't have a voice, not even for myself. So once I was able to have a voice, I was like, this is what I want to do. But in that course, I was laid off. I was on welfare. And I had to sit among individuals that weren't as educated as I thought I was, and sit there, and I'm like, I've been in the professional world for X amount of Z's, and y'all want me to do this? And I'm like, okay, we're going to flip this script. I'm going to show y'all what welfare is really about and how you can use it as a platform to better yourself. So essentially, I was getting into it with my worker. So this was like I wanted to show her, like, ha, look what I could do. Not every black woman that's on welfare is ignorant or don't have common sense. So it was a matter of showing her something different in her life, because I don't think that she's ever came across anyone as myself. But I got up, I dropped the children off in the morning. I went to school all day like it was a job. And I came home, I cooked, and I went to school. So it was about scheduling it and acting as if it was work. And God provided. I don't even know how I made it through, looking back, because I'm like, how did I do that? But then I have to reflect, and I'm reflecting now, that it was God that helped me get through that journey. So, and I'm still on that journey, actually.
Absolutely.
I'm 1 year away from my MBA, and then, God willing, I'll be on to my PhD.
Girl, you better go ahead and show everybody they can do it. I'm inspired. Hell, I got help, and I'm back in school, praise God. But I do love what you said. You know, you wonder, you know, who's there? Who's helping me? And God is always guiding, maneuvering, and orchestrating. So you always know that his presence is there and that you did it. And I love the fact that you said you wanted to show that not every black woman or woman that is on welfare is somebody that's uneducated, because sometimes life happens, right? And you've worked all your life, so you poured into that system, so why not use it for your advantage,
right,
when needed?
And I use it. I to be honest with you, when I came in there, first of all, I declared a dual BA, so I have a double BA. So here I am receiving food stamps, and I walk in there and say, I need money for my books for 2 degrees. They told me at first, no, we will not assist you with anything, because you getting your double BA in communications will not get you a job.
Mm.
Okay? This is a true life story, San Bernardino County. These two things will not get you a job. They must have thought they was dealing with someone that didn't have common sense.
Okay.
If I was not woke or conscious or merged around positive women and my self-esteem was low, I would have literally went into some, not anything against vocational, but that's what they were trying to push on me.
And they
like,
do
well,
try
you
to
could just
push
go doing this CNA.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could just do CNA. We'll make it rain for you. But now that I want to get my double BA on welfare, it didn't correlate. It didn't make sense to them at all.
I fought
them tooth and nail. And then when I got done, I had the dean of students help me write something. My professors helped me write something just so I can get a doggone book paid for. So,
wow.
You know, and I could have easily gave up. You know, they're saying, no, you know, you're not going to get a job. I'm looking at all my 1099s. I have over 15. I have multiple streams of income. So, and that's from working really, really hard and not anyone telling me what I can and cannot
do. Because
I know
Absolutely.
What I'm capable of. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so. The system is set up. I worked on the other side and was on both sides. I was a recipient and I worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you getting that MBA or MBA,
mm-hmm.
they're trained to push you to something different, vocational, because they want you to hurry up and get something right away that doesn't fit.
Right.
Doesn't fit what you want. And I believe that needs to change. It should be about if someone is trying to go to school to better themselves in what they know they're going to love to do, then that's where they need to be. And I'm just happy that you fought. Now you had teachers having your back. I mean, you are inspirational,
mm-hmm.
walking inspiration. I remember when, I think I talked to you a few years ago, Red Elephant PR, I remember you speaking about that a long time ago. And to see
mm-hmm.
it manifest is a wonderful thing. Let's talk about your business, what you do.
Ooh, so that was my core goal, one of my core goals. And I love PR. I love event logistics, but I also love the science of communication because, you know, we communicate on so many platforms. So Red Elephant manifested because I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I didn't want to necessarily work for anyone else. I knew that I was like, you know what, why am I having these issues when I could just be my own boss? I can make my own money and set my own rules versus, you know, going to a job every day where my life isn't fulfilled. Like I had several meetings for Red Elephant and TMI, but I'm not exhausted from that. I feel liberated. I feel awoke. I woke up at 7 a.m. this morning like I'm excited. I got a meeting with my business partner. I got radio. So with Red Elephant PR, it's more or less for your logistics, your branding. I'm not just like today I just woke up and I wanted to do branding. No, I actually went to school to get 2 degrees on how to market a business appropriately, how to develop content. And then I said, you know what, how can I elevate this Red Elephant PR globally? You know, okay, let me get my MBA so then I can go to different organizations and have a global market that comes to me for their branding and whatnot. So that's why as I elevate my brand, I elevate my education.
So just say that one more time. No,
I said
the last part.
I said as I elevate my brand, I elevate my education.
Come on now. And I think we forget to do that when we're out here being entrepreneurs. And I think I bit that bug. So, you know, watching people around me, such as yourself, you know, I've been doing radio, as you know, for about 5 years now. And I was like, why am I not in school getting my degree? You know, so that's what I'm doing
right.
Currently. I'm like, that makes no sense. You know, it just didn't make sense. So doing that, and I love what you said, you know, as you want to, college offers so much more vital information to help you bring your brand to where you need it to be. You know, I'm not saying that we can't make it and those entrepreneurs that have, kudos to you. Yes, it's a great thing. But I love the fact that when you are going to school, you just get more provided information. Now, I want to talk a little bit to let people know how they can get in contact with you to you know, get your PR services. But before we even get into that, let's talk about your grind. Girl, they don't know your grind. I want them to understand how you grind. Girl, I've watched it for years, and you did a lot of free stuff. And let's be honest, a lot of us don't want to do that. I used to be one of them, so I realized that's just ignorant. You need to get out there. Definitely, we want to talk about that. Everybody, just give us 1 second. We're going to take a small break, and when we get back, we will have her answer those questions.
Majerian Publishing is a boutique bookshop. We're concentrating on the digital publishing outlooks as a first tier. We specialize in interactive ebooks, taking full advantage of the new technologies that are exploding on the scene. For more information, visit MajerianPublishing.com.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Avia of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, we are back. You are tuned in to the HRJ Network. I am your host, Hanif R. Jordan, and the call-in number, if you just want to call and ask questions, you can do so at 773-897-6375. Be sure to press 1. So we are still going to talk to our guests, but I just want to also play this little intro that we have from Axe Music Production. They did my intro music, and I kind of love it. And then we're going to get back with my guest, Ms. Hollins, to talk about that grind. We really want to talk about that. But before we do, take a listen to this and let me know what you think. All right, everybody. I hope you like that tune. I love it. And I know there's no talking in it yet. We're going to perfect it later. Hey, if anybody has any ideas, please shoot me out, a tweet or hit me up on Facebook. We can do all that. But anyway, no further ado, we're going to talk to the beautiful, talented Mrs. Hollins. You know, I'm just inspired. If you're not inspired, I don't know what to tell you. We want to be out there doing it, right? Being exactly what you say yourself is and changing your circumstances in life. And that's what I want to talk about on my show a lot, is about being empowered, being a woman of empowerment, living your life out loud, doing it unapologetically, and having the courage to step out of your comfort zone. So that's, I believe, when your blessings come, and I'm excited about that. And that's for all of us, even me, when I'm stepping outside of my comfort zone, that's when God really shows up. So with no further ado, we're going to get back into this conversation, everybody. And I hope that you are taking these nuggets that she is dropping, and hopefully you can utilize them and take what you need for your life. All right, Mrs. Hollins, let's talk about the grind.
Oh, the grind. The struggle is real. Can you hear me loud and clearly? Because I know I have my call kind of messed up. Great. Well, I definitely want to talk to see the devil. He's not going to play with me today. I'm going to tell y'all about this grind. I started off volunteering. I knew that I wanted to get into the entertainment industry. in PR and marketing and event logistics. So I started asking individuals, if I seen an event up, hey, what can I do to be on that event? I served, I cleaned tables, I've cleaned bathrooms, I've worked the red carpet, I've been behind the camera. So I started with that because I wanted to know all aspects of this business, all aspects of branding. I did my internship at USC. Even though I was going to Cal State San Bernardino, I took myself down to USC and was like, can I have an internship? I got one with the digital brand manager. That's where my grind really started. So now I'm all over the place, or it feels like that, but that's because I want my brand to be well-rounded. So I'm in, I do web development, I do content development, I do events, event logistics, model castings, photo shoots, but I have fun with all these things. These things I like to do. So that's why I'm consistently, you know, growing my personal self. So when someone says, Tata, do you know such and such? I can say, yes. If I don't know it, I network with so many individuals that I refer people out. Well, this is
Absolutely.
My go-to guy. This is my go-to person for this. This is my go-to. I network. I make friends. I do not go to a party to party. I go to a party to network all the time. Dancing is great. That's awesome. But how can these individuals in this room impact my brand, or how can I impact theirs? So that's what the grind is about, getting yourself out there, making a name for yourself, even if you have to volunteer, even if you have to ask people, you know, hey, can I just stand there and check your guest in and put a wristband on? All those things add up, because then people start to say, oh, she's pretty solid, or he's pretty solid. We could depend on this person for that. So that's exactly what I did.
Absolutely, and something that you hit on is networking. Networking is so vital to your business success, and it's the roster of people that you know. You know, I always say I'm not the best at everything, but I'm the best at what I'm called to do. And the things that I am not, I definitely love the fact that I can just refer these people out. And that also builds relationship in this industry. If you're in this, I call it all, it's all entertainment industry. If you're in this industry, you build relationships, and you have to learn to serve. And I'm not saying all the time you got to do everything all the time for you, because, you know, please don't start inboxing me people about that. But you will definitely have to serve, and serving with a smile, and serving joyously, as she said, checking your people in, doing something to get your name out there and your brand out there. So if you could leave us with three things to advise someone out there on the start, what would those three things be?
First thing is to stay in the now. Stay in the now. That means even though I go to school, I've connected with thought leaders in my industry, real ones. So like some thought leaders that I have is Jonte Delane. He's the USC digital manager. So he develops all the content for USC. So I've connected to and subscribed to his newsletters. That's number one. So number two is being around like-minded individuals. Like-minded individuals. So if you want to be in any industry that you're in, you still want to be in the likeness, because it's likely that you'll be there too. I met with some African-American women that were millionaires, and they flew from the East Coast to the West Coast for me to do a vision board party with them. And their tip was to me is surround yourself with millionaires, or those that have that millionaire mindset, such as yourself.
Key word, surround yourself with millionaires and people that have millionaire mindsets. Absolutely. Learn to be humble, everybody.
Yeah, you gotta be humble. And then the third one is to take care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself because, you know, I'm Captain No Sleep. I cheat on sleep all the time, but you're not your best self if you're not rested and you're not taking care of yourself mentally, spiritually, and physically. You have to take care of yourself.
That's so good because women we really tend not to do that, to take care of ourselves. And I want to put that out there, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself permission to take a break. Give yourself a permission to spend time with your family. Enjoy those moments because those moments are the moments that matter the most. Make sure you're whatever it is that is your downtime. Do it. I love that you said that. And also those that are students, let me be clear. Give your 100% in school. Network while you're in school. You don't know who your professor knows. Be sure to do those type of things. Give yourself time to do your homework, but do sleep. I love that, Ms. Holland said, you know, you're your best self when you're rested, and that is a true statement. I'm not saying that you're not to pee on your grind because I'm on my grind. I'm up at 5, 3, 2, whatever in the morning doing. You have your seasons of that, but be sure to take care of yourself. Ms. Hollins, please let everyone know where they can definitely get to your website, if you have it, your social media, so that they can get in contact with you.
Absolutely. So because I developed so many others websites, I haven't quite finished mine, but I'm going to work on that. That's a goal that I have for my second quarter of the year. But if you want to reach me in regards to any PR, event logistics, you can contact me at redelephantpr@gmail.com. Or you can find me with hashtag TMI, and that's my other business, with myself and my business partner. Or you can contact me at Facebook, because I'm always on Facebook, and that is at Tata Hollins. Really simple, Tata Hollins, H-O-L-L-I-N-S. Hollins. Yes.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, Ms. Hollins, for being on my show. I really appreciate you. I love that you are empowering, that you are a prime example of what we can be. And I wish you nothing but continued success on your journey. Thank you for tuning in. And listen, everybody, I so appreciate you all for being listening on to the show. Those that are listening, those that have asked their questions, I appreciate you. And I'm going to leave you with these last words that I love to do, and that is the one thing I want to make clear is that we have to be mindful of the way that we think, the words that we speak, and our actions, because you alone may be the only God that someone sees today. God bless.